All styles are welcome, whether you're a solo country artist or a 10-piece punk band.
You'll need to send us a minimum 3-song demo of original material, plus your contact information. Put everything in an envelope. Mail it or drop it off before August 8th to Shindig, 2008, CITR Radio, number 233/6138, Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1, Canada.
We also love web-based submissions, such as ones via MySpace or electronic press kits. Please email shindig.08@gmail.com.
You know, as much as I hate to brag about Shindig, I must say tonight we got a Shindig for you that is so far in, it's out of sight.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
We'll be right back. That was Quiet Village with the song Circus of Horror, and you can find that song on this year's Silent Movie album, out now through Studio K7. Quiet Village is the work of Radio Slave, otherwise known as techno thumper Matt Edwards, who, along with film editor Joel Martin, took the name from an old Martin Denny song called Quiet Village and produced this entire album, taking cues from easy listening, Italian movie soundtracks, and dance. So ahoy there! You're on board the good ship Radio Free GAC, broadcasting to the high seas on CITR 101.9 FM and cable in the Vancouver area, www.citr.ca everywhere else. I'm your captain, GAC, and for the next 90 minutes, you're in for adventure. You can phone the studio here at 604-822-2487. You can email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. Towards the last half hour of the show, things will be sweet, or dolce, as they say in Italy. Before we jump into what I was going to play, basically right now, since our good friend George Carlin passed away last night, let's just play one of his great comedy bits. So this is taken from his 1986 appearance at Comic Relief, and this is Stuff on CITR Vancouver.
I would have been out here a little bit sooner, but they gave me the wrong dressing room, and I couldn't find any place to put my stuff. And I don't know how you are, but I need a place to put my stuff. So that's what I've been doing back there, just trying to find a place for my stuff. You know how important that is. That's the whole meaning of life, isn't it? Trying to find a place for your stuff. That's all your house is. Your house is just a place for your stuff. If you didn't have so much goddamn stuff, you wouldn't need a house. You could just walk around all the time. That's all your house is. It's a pile of stuff with a cover on it. You see that when you take off in an airplane and you look down and you see everybody's got a little pile of stuff. Everybody's got their own pile of stuff. And when you leave your stuff, you gotta lock it up. Wouldn't want somebody to come by and take some of your stuff. They always take the good stuff. They don't bother with that crap you're saving. Ain't nobody interested in your fourth grade arithmetic papers. They're looking for the good stuff. That's all your house is. It's a place to keep your stuff while you go out and get more stuff. Now, sometimes you've got to move. You got to get a bigger house. Why? Too much stuff. You've got to move all your stuff. And maybe put some of your stuff in storage. Imagine that. There's a whole industry based on keeping an eye on your stuff. Enough about your stuff. Let's talk about other people's stuff. Did you ever notice when you go to somebody else's house, you never quite feel 100% at home? You know why? No room for your stuff. Somebody else's stuff is all over the place. And what awful stuff it is. Where did they get this stuff? And if you have to stay overnight at someone's house, you know, unexpectedly, and they give you a little room to sleep in that they don't use that often, someone died in it 11 years ago. And they haven't moved any of his stuff. Or wherever they give you to sleep, usually right near the bed, there's a dresser, and there's never any room on the dresser for your stuff. Someone else's shit is on the dresser. Have you noticed that their stuff is shit, and your shit is stuff? Get that off of there. Now, sometimes you go on vacation, you gotta bring some of your stuff with you. You can't bring all your stuff. Just the stuff you really like. The stuff that fits you well that month. Let's say you're gonna go to Honolulu. You're gonna go all the way to Honolulu. You gotta take two big bags of stuff. Plus your carry-on stuff, plus the stuff in your pockets. You get all the way to Honolulu and you get in your hotel room and you start to put away your stuff. That's the first thing you do in a hotel room is put away your stuff. I'll put some stuff in here, put some stuff down there. Here's another place for some stuff here. I'll put some stuff over there. You put your stuff over there. I'm putting my stuff over here. Here's another place for some stuff. Hey, we got more places than we've got stuff. We're gonna have to buy more stuff. And you put all your stuff away, and you know that you're thousands of miles from home, and you don't quite feel at ease, but you know that you must be okay because you do have some of your stuff with you. And you relax in Honolulu on that basis. That's when your friend from Maui calls and says, hey, why don't you come over to Maui for the weekend? Spend a couple of nights over here. Oh, shit, no. Now what stuff do you bring? Right, you've got to bring an even smaller version of your stuff.
Just enough stuff for a weekend on Maui. And you get over, and you're really spread out now. You've got shit all over the world. You've got stuff at home, stuff in storage, stuff in Honolulu, stuff in Maui, stuff in your pockets. Supply lines are getting longer and harder to maintain. But you get over to your friend's house in Maui, and they give you a little place to sleep, and there's a little window ledge or some kind of a small shelf, and there's not much room on it, but it's okay because you don't have much stuff now. And you put what stuff you do have up there. You put your imported French toenail clippers, your odor readers with the 45-day guarantee, your cinnamon-flavored dental floss, and your Afrin 12-hour decongestant nasal spray. And even though you're a long way from home, you know that you must be okay because you do have your Afrin 12-hour decongestant nasal spray. And you relax in Maui on that basis. That's when your friend says, hey, I think tonight we'll go over to the other side of the island and stay at my friend's house overnight. Oh, shit, no. No, what do you bring? Now you just bring the things you know you're gonna need. Money, keys, comb, wallet, lighter, hanky, pen, cigarettes, contraceptives, Vaseline, whips, chains, whistles, dildos, and a book.
That was the late, great George Carlin with Stuff. He passed away last night at 5:55 p.m. Pacific with a heart failure at the age of 71 after, I guess, basically half a century of great comedy, starting off with his little duo act there before kind of playing it straight and then going full counterculture. So I have some of his albums in storage at this point, but I have to sort of dig them up again, or if not, at least buy the ones that I'm missing. So rest in peace, big guy. So let's jump into some hip-hop right now. Antoine Reed and Evan Ingersoll are from Chicago and Detroit, respectively, and together they're Mikey Rocks and Chuck English, becoming the Cool Kids. They have a 10-song EP through CAKE Recordings, which spells cake, and this album is called The Bake Sale. The song is What It Is by the Cool Kids on CITR Vancouver.
Yup. Yo, Mike, what it is, yo. I'm just chilling like a villain, grinding daily, cause I can't get a 9-to-5, so I rhyme, I rock, you dig, you don't, it's cool, I take you to school, that's what I do, yo, Chuck, I rock, if you don't think so, kick rocks, with the time on clocks, the boom on box, you like us, homie, that's hogwash. Boombox on my shoulder and she started walking over like, yo, yeah. Look me up and down, and if looks get killed, she be in jail. Well, I hope you got the key, she got me as well, but I wanna let her out cause she gets ill. But I get iller, freeze, now take my picture. Yeah, yeah. .OGT that is. Drop top roof with the Dayton's on the wheels. Got bass in the back, back to the front. I can hear the switch and make the trunk lift up. Let me hop in it, let me lace my kicks, then flip the sidekick, peep my options, yeah. Go down the list like not that one, maybe heard them all, but that's after I find out just what she's after. If it's dope, then she gotta get gone. She'll never get a call like broken phones. And I suppose that she gonna call me. I'll take her and her, I'll take all three. But the truck that I'm in's only got two seats, and I'm in one, so you know what that means.
That means it's decision time. Hop in the women line. If it's 9, taking 7 up like lemon lime to the penthouse. So that's 2 left for you, Chuck.
I ain't got no penthouse.
We party on the rooftop. Brand new blazers that came from Malaysia. Grab the turntable and smack your DJ up. If he don't play us, we rock it to the AM. So you niggas better wake up.
Yeah. Yeah.
talking now, homie? Out of the street rooms, William X. P-Pones, a scribe of heat bones, and put motherfuckers in deep zones with plastic. Full beard, shaggy, boom-bastic, flagship, with the shiny new plastic that outlasted most the host of the century, chopping off domes like a big bowl of gentry. You're now on a new adventure with P, where I write and recite words intricately. Through the shuffle, the hustle and bustle, I unruffle dudes' feathers, seeking out new endeavors. I've reigned by gliding on the outside lane all day on them, even down south, south name ring bells. On the head, on the rag, pretty girls want to peg straight thunder. I stay stunning them, but stay under the radar, the radar. I stay way beyond range, the radar, the radar.
I rap like no one out there can fuck with me.
It's rated R, it's rated R. I stay way beyond range, the radar, the radar.
I rap like no one out there can fuck with me.
MCs, beware, bro. This is legendary peace status, worldwide fame. Ex-pro on the mountaintop, bird's eye aim on the suckers, chuckers and jivers who ain't as live as eyes is. Coming in at all shapes and sizes, pretty puffed up, industry clones is getting banned. Whenever I step inside the jam, bringing realty, paving the way like the DOT on them. I beat them, not having to join them. It's Wilhelm, always telling people how I feel, fam. Sharpening the skills and letting them know. On a boulevard mission, I'm ready to go. Tip time, any place, any area code. It's that boss-like guy with the on-point foresight. Hotter than July, but colder than the frostbite. Getting you so excited. Ball a short shot star, live comfortably par under the radar. I stay way beyond range, the radar.
I rap like no one out there can fuck with me.
It's rated R, it's rated R. I stay way beyond range, the radar, the radar.
I rap like no one out there can fuck with me.
MCs, beware. I tell you no frost, I go hard as prolonged. I hit him with the iron, no starch or grease. When Marco Polo's doing the beast, it's wildfire flavor, hang on to your seat. Still moving, the OGs and the little juvie. Now, have them straight wilding out in the aisle. In the stands, I speak so y'all can understand. This rapper cashing in at least 100 for the span. Eternally, feet planted firmly. L.I., B.K., Queen State, and Germany stamps. Lock clamps on them all, on them all here today. For all y'all who veered away from the righteous path, I'm here to school you with the staff off the Ave. We handing out flicks and autographs for the newbies, puffin' doobies in the tinted out car. I maintain under the radar. I stay way beyond range, the radar, the radar.
I rap like no one out there can fuck with me.
It's rated R, it's rated R. I stay way beyond range, the radar.
Rap like no one out there can fuck with me.
MCs, beware. That's what I'm talking about, homie. That right there. Routine attached.
Marco Polo and Large Professor with the clean mix of The Radar, which came out last year through Soul Spasm Records. Marco Polo is a producer born in Toronto, but now works out of Brooklyn. That hasn't stopped him from getting a Juno nomination this year, along with being touted as Toronto's best producer from Now Magazine. Next up on Radio Free Gak, a song highly touted in the clubs, and it's slated to be probably the next anthem, at least in the Ibiza scene. Chris Manis has produced this track along with Felix the Housecat, and uncredited would be a Fred Falk. It's out now through CompuPhonic Records, and it should be breaking out shortly. So here's Chris Manis and Felix the Housecat with Artificial on CITR 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
That was the Chromatics with In the City, which you can find on the After Dark compilation, which came out through the Jersey label Italians Do It Better, which is home to such bands like Glass Candy as well. The Chromatics started off as a punk band before pairing down the bratty noise and then shifting into a down-tempo disco pop with sensual vocals. You're listening to CITR Vancouver.
What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Let's jump into a couple of remixes, two recent remixes that merge a bit of the old and the new. Let's start with this next set with Management, spelt MGMT. The original version of this song can be found on their Oracular Spectacular debut album that came out earlier this year. However, they placed the master reels of the song Electric Feel in the hands of the Parisian duo known as, maybe you've heard of them, Justice, maybe? This song's only 3 minutes long for some reason, but anyways, here's Management, Justice, Electric Feel on Radio Free GAC.
Thank you.
later, but you can't forget from sundown to sunset. Nah, nah. It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere. No matter what you do, it's gonna grab a hold on you. 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 But you can't forget from sundown to sunset. Nah, nah. It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere. No matter what you do, it's gonna grab a hold on you.
Marlena Shaw with California Soul, one of those classic soul songs written by Ashford and Simpson and covered by acts like The Fifth Dimension and Marvin Gaye. That was the Diplo remix, though you can hear fragments of the original in some of the recent Dockers adverts for those of you who have TVs and turn them on from time to time. We're not just running around outside in the wonderful weather. Next up on CITR, some music via my hometown of Thunder Bay. Adam Whiteau is a member of such bands out of Montreal like Telefauna and Miracle Fortress, but he's recently formed his own band called Adam and the Amethysts, which take their name from the gemstone that's found throughout northwestern Ontario. He's relocated in Montreal, though he still maintains some connections with the Lakehead community, and his recent album, which is called Amethyst Amulet, available now through Poem Records, has sort of like a little bit of a theme for Thunder Bay itself. Unfortunately, someone walked off with it in the studio. I can't find it, or it's misfiled. Not sure. But the good news is I do actually have a couple of the songs I found through their MySpace. So the song is called Bumblebee, and you're listening to CITR Vancouver.
Played with pots and pans. When Catherine threw my coveted object towards the tide, I ran and I stepped in a hornet's nest and I almost died. Bed, give mother a fright. Buzzing machine, dots of cold cream, fixed wires to my head. Bob the technician, his one leg was wooden, he said to lay still in my hospital bed.
Paavo Harju with Kevätrumpu from the album Laulu Laksun Kukista, which translates as A Song About Flowers of the Valley. Paavo Harju are one of the very many experimentally folk bands out of Finland, and this one, Paavo Harju, are from more the eastern township of Savonlinna, most widely known for the opera performances held outside in a castle during the summertime. Right now, it is the big Finnish holiday called Juhannus, which is Midsummer's Eve, which is an appropriate time to have a party because, realistically, for half the country, the sun does not set, since they're about basically the same latitude as the Yukon, Northwest Territories, and Nunavut. Let's head a little south now on Radio Free Gak. This next set is going to be based in Africa. I think I found this next act off the awesome blog, conveniently enough, called Awesome Tapes from Africa, which is devoted to the mass of cassettes that are released from all the tiny studios and then hawked on the streets. Here is the title track to one of those tapes by Suli Kante, and it's called Be Magni on CITR Vancouver. Thank you. Was that group Due with Wazan Samat, which was found on last year's Guitar Music from the Western Sahara, another fine compilation from Washington State's Sublime Frequencies. You're listening to Radio Free Gak on CITR Vancouver. Let's take a look at the concert listings for the next few weeks, shall we? As we cue up the appropriate song here, slowly but assuredly. So on Wednesday, as you heard from the show before me, Some Sound, on Wednesday, the RZA is playing a sold-out show at Richards on Richards. And if you haven't checked it out already, RZA actually has a fantastic new website devoted to chess for hip-hop fans. If you go to woochess.com and pay an obscene amount of money per month, you can play chess with potentially RZA, Jizza, and anyone else from the Shaolin Club there. This Thursday, the Constantines will be at Richards on Richards, and I should be there as well. On July 2nd, Jonathan Richmond and his friend Tommy Larkins will be at Richards too. And if you have never seen Jonathan Richmond before live, mandatory, because the guy oozes pure charisma. On July 10th, Eric Stripp will be at the Plaza Club. On July 12th, Wolf Parade will be at the Commodore. On July 23rd, Emmylou Harris will be at the Orpheum. On July 24th, Girl Talk will be at the Commodore. And on July 26th, also at the Commodore, will be Les Savifaves. On August 19th, Radiohead, along with Liars, will be at UBC's Thunderbird Stadium. On August 27th, one of the other chess guys, Jizza, will be at Richards. August 28th has two shows of note, although there are tons more. But anyways, The Walkmen, along with Man Man, will be at Richards on Richards. And at the Orpheum that night, Beck will be there, backed by Band of Horses. On August 31st, chick, 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 or however you want to say the three exclamation marks that denote the band's name, they'll be at Richards on Richards with the Handsome Furs. Also, August 31st, Nico Case will be at the Malkin Bowl with an all-ages show, along with Destroyer, Andrew Bird, Deerhoof, and the Evaporators. And on the next night, September 1st, the New Pornographers, Stevie Jackson, 1900s, and Viz Queen will be there too. On September 2nd, Battles Be at Richards. On September 6th, Mogwai at the Commodore. And then on September 17th, another show I'll be checking out. It'll be Conseil vs. Sexy, otherwise known as CSS. They'll be at the Commodore. So, in the background here, we have Reinhard Lacomi, who, based on my bad German interpretation skills, was a composer specializing in synthesizers here. So, the song is Begehrt und Hoffnung, and it's taken from his 1981 album, Das Geheimleben. It's pretty and spooky, and I'll let it go for a few minutes here before some utterly, crucially important announcements about some stuff.
Check out The Rib with your host, Robin Jacob, Mondays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
It was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room rundown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. And then I stepped into a satin dancing dress. It was split on the side, cleaned up to my hips. It was red velvet trim and it fit me good. And staring back from the looking glass was a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Mama, Dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck and she kissed my cheek. And I saw the tears well up in her troubled eyes when she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. Your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking Mama, what do I do? And just be nice to the gentleman, Fancy, and they'll be nice to you. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do. But if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now get on out, girl, you better start moving uptown. Well, that was the last time I saw my ma, then I left that rickety shack. Cause the welfare people came and took the baby, ma died and I ain't been back. But the
wheels faded, started to turn, and see there was no way out. And it wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mom had been talking about. I did what I had to do, but I made myself a solemn vow that I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when. I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. It wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in off the street. And 1 week later, I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite.
Yes, she was.
Charmed a king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat. And I got me a Georgia mansion in an elegant New York townhouse flat. And I ain't done that. Now, in this world, there's a lot of self-righteous hypocrites that would call me bad and criticize my mama for turning me out. And though I ain't had to worry about nothing for now, 15 years, I can still hear the desperation in my poor mama's voice ringing in my ear. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, your mama's gonna help you move uptown.
That was Bobby Gentry with her classic song there, Fancy, which she wrote and performed, and was basically one of those Southern Gothic songs about one young woman's journey into prostitution. One of those classic, you know, heartwarming tales, but Bobby Gentry, just fascinating. Anyways, you're listening to Radio Free Gak here. It's about 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. Just to let you know, Gavin Walker is living it up right now at the Dave Brubeck concert right now. So actually, what's lined up at 9 is a re-airing of last week's show, which actually does have a focus on Brubeck himself. So that is The Jazz Show, a repeat, coming up at 9 o'clock. Then coming up at midnight, I believe it is a fresh new episode of Trevor Fielding's Vengeance Is Mine. 2 hours of punk here on CITR 101.9 FM. So let's kick off this rest of the show here, or at least most of the rest of the show at this point. We're going to focus the theme on the Italian word dolce, which means sweet. So let's cue up, first off, the Free Association, which was the live band for Irish producer David Holmes. I think actually they're still kicking around, but I haven't heard any output up from them as of late. So this comes from the compilation called Come Get It, I Got It, which came out in 2002 through 13 Amp Records. And this is Salut la Dolce Vita, part one. naturally, if we're going to be talking about Dolce, you cannot ignore La Dolce Vita, the 1960 movie directed by Federico Fellini. During that time that he moved away from his neorealistic movies and entered more artier spaces. Funniest thing with this movie, I've watched it like in halves. Like, I've watched it with just the visuals and the subtitles, but no audio. And with the soundtrack I have here, I've just listened to that as well, too. So I need to sort of merge the two in my head, because they're sort of in separate spaces. Anyways, the score to La Dolce Vita was composed by Nino Rota. And here it was conducted by Carlo Savina. And we heard the main theme from La Dolce Vita, which segued into Rascal's Arrivederci Roma and Caracalla's La Bersagliere. So that took about 5 minutes or so. Here's a couple more soundtracks that deal with Dolce as a theme, either from the movie title or from the song itself. So let's go into So Soft, which was written by Riz Ortolani from his score to the 1969 film Così Dolce, Così Perversa, or So Sweet and So Perverse. The odd thing is that this soundtrack was released in 2001 through Hexachords Records, but they limited the release or the printing to 500 copies. So, here it is, Riz Ortolani with So Soft. Ennio Morricone with Ancora P. Dolcemente from his soundtrack to Sergio Corbucci's film Il Grande Silenzio, which came out in 1969 in North America as The Great Silence. It's about 5 minutes before 9 o'clock here, and as I said before, the jazz show will be a rerun right now, but what I'll do quickly right now for you is I'll play a couple of the songs coming up for the jazz festival right now. We'll start off with these performers on Saturday, which are the Budos Band. They'll be at the Commodore Ballroom as part of the Urban Groove series of the Jazz Festival. They're an 11-piece band from Staten Island who've worked with Antibalas, and they're on the Daptone label along with Sharon Jones. So this is from last year's Budos Band 2 album, and the song is Chicago Falcon on CITR Vancouver. We'll be right back. Was Elizabeth Shepherd with Shining Tear of the Sun. And you can find that on her debut, or not her debut, on her latest album, Parkdale, with her Do Right Music. She'll be playing at a free show at the David Land Park stage by the Roadhouse at the corner of Pacific and Drake as part of the Vancouver International Jazz Festival. So it's just a little bit past 9 o'clock right now, just to give a warning out to you guys out there that I'm about to queue up a rebroadcast of last week's The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Gavin Walker right now is enjoying Dave Brubeck, and conveniently enough, the show that I'll play will be, the show that I will spin up will be last week's episode that dealt with Dave Brubeck. So anyways, this has been Radio Free GAC. If you missed any of this week's show, you can always just go to www.cit.ca and you can look at the schedule and grab a podcast that way for this show or any of the previous shows. You can also check out my website, www.gak.ca, which has a link to that podcast, along with playlists for everything you've heard here. So, what's actually happening next week is I'll be out. So, I'm trying to figure out the logistics right now about whether I'll pre-record a show, play an older show, or have someone fill in. So, I'm still sorting out that detail right now. So, you won't hear from me directly for 2 weeks. So, I'm just going to sort of say advance right now, Happy Canada Day to everyone in the Vancouver area. And from one of his last albums that he put out from 2006, this is George Carlin with A Modern Man, which you can find on the album Life is Worth Losing. So anyways, take care and enjoy yourselves.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm a modern man, a man for the millennium, digital and smoke-free. A diversified, multicultural, postmodern deconstructionist, politically, anatomically, and ecologically incorrect. I've been uplinked and downloaded, I've been inputted and outsourced. I know the upside of downsizing, I know the downside of upgrading. I'm a high-tech lowlife, a cutting-edge, state-of-the-art, bi-coastal multitasker, and I can give you a gigabyte in a nanosecond. I'm new wave, but I'm old school, and my inner child is outward bound. I'm a hot-wired, heat-seeking, warm-hearted, cool customer, voice-activated and biodegradable. I interface with my database is in cyberspace, so I'm interactive, I'm hyperactive, and from time to time, I'm radioactive. Behind the eight ball, ahead of the curve, riding the wave, dodging the bullet, pushing the envelope. I'm on point, on task, on message, and off drugs. I got no need for coke and speed. I got no urge to binge and purge. I'm in the moment, on the edge, over the top, but under the radar. A high-concept, low-profile, medium-range ballistic missionary. A streetwise smart bomb. A Top Gun bottom feeder. I wear power ties. I tell power lies. I take power naps. I run victory laps. I'm a totally ongoing Bigfoot slam dunk rainmaker with a proactive outreach. A raging workaholic. A working rageaholic. Out of rehab and in denial. I got a personal trainer, a personal shopper, a personal assistant, and a personal agenda. You can't shut me up. You can't dumb me down, because I'm tireless and I'm wireless. I'm an alpha male on beta blockers. I'm a non-believer and an overachiever. Laid back, but fashion forward. Up front, down home, low rent, high maintenance. Supersized, long-lasting, high-definition, fast-acting, oven-ready, and built to last. I'm a hands-on, foot-loose, knee-jerk head case. Prematurely post-traumatic, and I have a love child who sends me hate mail. But I'm feeling, I'm caring, I'm healing, I'm sharing. A supportive, bonding, nurturing primary caregiver. My output is down, but my income is up. I take a short position on the long bond, and my revenue stream has its own cash flow. I read junk mail, I eat junk food, I buy junk bonds, I watch trash sports. I'm gender-specific, capital-intensive, user-friendly, and lactose-intolerant. I like rough sex. I like tough love. I use the F word in my email, and the software on my hard drive is hardcore, no soft porn. I bought a microwave at a mini mall. I bought a minivan at a megastore. I eat fast food in the slow lane. I'm toll-free, bite-sized, ready-to-wear, and I come in all sizes. A fully equipped, factory-authorized, hospital-tested, clinically proven, scientifically formulated medical miracle. I've been pre-washed, pre-cooked, pre-heated, pre-screened, pre-approved, pre-packaged, post-dated, freeze-dried, double-wrapped, vacuum-packed, and I have an unlimited broadband capacity. I'm a rude dude, but I'm the real deal. Lean and mean, cocked, locked, and ready to rock. Rough, tough, and hard to bluff. I take it slow, I go with the flow, I ride with the tide, I got glide in my stride. Driving and moving, sailing and spinning, jiving and grooving, wailing and winning. I don't snooze, so I don't lose. I keep the pedal to the metal and the rubber on the road. I party hardy, and lunchtime is crunch time. I'm hanging in, there ain't no doubt, and I'm hanging tough, over and out. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Of last week's The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker.
We'd like to welcome you to another edition of The Jazz Show on CITR, FM and cable, 101.9. My name's Gavin Walker, and we're here, as usual, from now until 12 midnight, with some of the very best in jazz music. Last week, of course, if you were listening, we had guest host John Orsic, the media